Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group on with us. So let's get at it, because it's always an interesting show with Mindy. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we know that you hear our prayers. We know that you know our hearts, the good and the bad of them. And Father, we all have sin. Father, we are concerned about this world. It's in turmoil. We're dealing with a deception that is so great and so fluid across this globe. But I'm concerned about my own country, my own nation. I'm concerned about the people who are afraid, who are buying into the lies. And they're leaning on those things instead of on you, because they don't know you. So I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will use us, that we will be tools to bring your light to the world, your truth. You are an awesome God. You've created all life, all things. Father, may we be good stewards, but may we be wise stewards. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I believe you have placed me right here, Mindy where she is, and all that are listening where they are. Guide us. Equip us with the tools you would have us to have. Grant us the gift of discernment, because there's so much sifting we need to do. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as I was looking through the titles of the crazy articles this morning, I have one here. A hidden video reportedly captures a New York Times reporter calling coverage about January 6th overblown, fake trauma, fake news, full of FBI informants. We know we've been lied to there. Of course, Russia had something to do with this, I'm certain. So I was thinking about the blame game. Do you remember the name game, the little song, you know, Beth, Beth, Bo, Beth, Banana? Remember that? Well, I wrote a little different. Oil, oil, boy, boil. Banana, fana, fo, foil. Fee, fi, mo, moil. Russia. Vote, vote, bo, vote. Banana, fana, fo, vote. Fee, fi, mo, moat. Russia. Fraud, fraud, bo, broad. Banana, fana, fro, rod. Fee, fi, mom, rod. Russia. War, war, bo, bor. Banana, fana, fo, for. Fee, fi, mom, or. Russia. It's the blame game. They like to play it. Not just the Democrats. The Republicans do it, too. And they think you're just too stupid to figure it all out. We can't believe a word they say anymore. And I wonder at times if we can even believe what we see. Is America really so different from Russia or Putin, who controls the media? We seem to want war, not you and me, but those disloyal folks in D.C., from the elected to the installed, meaning bureaucrats. They need a conflict. They thrive politically and financially on crises. Our media is corrupt, political. I dare say most networks, even those we've grown to trust, there are certain hosts you need to learn to keep an eye on. Climate change crisis. I had somebody upset with me yesterday, a listener. He happens to be a socialist. And he sent me this after we had our energy man on yesterday, Daniel Turner. By the way, he was on Hannity last night. Beth, you are wrong on the climate issue. It is the number one international security threat to human civilization. Although your morning prayers are sincere, they are not in resonance with the truth. The gas guzzling, the meat eating, and the climate denial are going to an end. The nation is under divine judgment. Get right with God, or we may very well see Russian nukes burning up American cities. Well, we might see that. But it isn't because of climate change. People like this have no God in their lives, not really. They fear the unknown, and they think themselves, they think mankind is more powerful than the Almighty Creator of the earth. Good stewards, yes, we must be. However, our Lord, He did eat meat. Their fears and plans are useless except for destroying life. They believe in socialism. You own nothing, no land, not even your children. You deserve no liberties or freedoms. The earth is to all people, and you should sacrifice for it. Well, Russia's dropping bombs. Our legislature here lies and spies and continues to take away our liberty. They must have a crisis to perpetrate their crimes, be it climate change. Remember, CO2 is good for you. Zero CO2 means no life. But they think you're too stupid to know that. Is there pollution? Oh, yes, there is. But the U.S., even in them, their big cities, has the cleanest air in the world, around the globe. We have worked at cleaner gas. The oil from Russia and Venezuela and Iran, our sworn enemies, is less refined and dirty, more pollution. So they take your land. They will regulate your travels. You should work closer to home. And if you have a big house and it's not full, you should be forced out of it. The food you eat, they're going to control that and your health care. A pandemic. With their visceral hate for Trump, at first they denied the crisis. They denied the virus. Told the people to go out and party. After all, it was Chinese New Year at that time. Criticized Trump for referring to it as China virus later, which it is. Or maybe we should call it Fauci virus. He was a big mistake Trump and Pence made. It was Pence's committee, so I'm assuming he put him on there. But Trump respected him and didn't kick him off. Then they decided this crisis could be to their advantage. And the locking down and the masking began, and the forced vaccinations. War. Russians, Putin, he's a bad guy, that's true. But our nation, this administration, seems to want this. It is a mystery to us who love and respect life, but they are okay with death and destruction. They will profit. This administration is not failing. They are disloyal turncoats. They never intended to make America great. They hate America, and they hate Americans. The asylum is in charge here in America. They have taught our children to hate so well, many Americans could care less about fighting or liberty or for land. They would run and hide, they said. I don't know of many of our elected officials who would stand loyal like Zelensky is to Ukraine. They already have a plan on where they're going to go. They know what they are doing to the American people is sinister and evil, robbing us of everything. And they know we will eventually rise up. But remember, there once was an impossible war where a small revolutionary group fought a powerful king. There was only about 2 or 3% of the American people willing to fight. We're going to bring on Mindy. I know I took up most of our first segment, Mindy, but how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Hanging in there.
Oh, my gosh. That's all we can do. Hang together or we're going to hang separate.
Hang together. You know, another fantastic intro this morning, and thank you so much. I think what really strikes me, too, because we are playing whack-a-mole over at our office with all the different things that the so-called left is trying to hit us with. But the thing that keeps coming to me, and after listening to you, what really hits home is that we need to not get too much into the weeds. You know, all of this is communism. And I find it fascinating that every news outlet, except yours, is calling it for what it is. It is not calling it for what it is, I should say. You know, we need to call this out for face value. This is communism, whether
Absolutely.
It's mask mandates, whether it's not securing our border, whether it's not...
We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that. Stay out of the weeds when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And it's time that we took charge. And we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Mindy, I'm sorry, I was on the clock. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh,
but I did want to go back to that stay out of the weeds, because we are being bombarded with so much right now. That's why I pray so hard for discernment. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned here a few weeks ago, I'm going to give you Beth Ann's conspiracy theories. Not proven. They're not proven. But I said back then, if we pay attention to what has happened and what was said prior to election and what has happened since the election was stolen and we've installed another president, that if you look at what he did the very first day, he made sure that America was crippled with energy, without energy, with less energy. It was going to cost us more because we don't get our own, so it's going to cost us more. And we're not selling it, so it's going to cost us more. And then you see what happened in Afghanistan. That wasn't a mistake. It was, but not in their eyes. They left all kinds of equipment over there. They didn't care. There's no remorse for the deaths that took place and those that are now behind enemy lines fighting for their lives, hiding here and there and hither and yonder. And the president there, he hightailed it out of there real fast. And the Taliban took over. We remember the Iran deal that Obama pushed, and then the cash, the pallets of cash that he gave to Iran. And we remember that they just blame Russia for everything, and now we know that they're really in bed with Russia. it's not a mistake to me that they're not really helping Ukraine. It can't be. They're not that incompetent. They like to be called incompetent. They want us to think that. So I came up with the conclusion that it's what they want. And Tulsi Gabbard was on Laura Ingraham last night. And Laura's one of them that I do like to watch, mainly because she has those doctors on. She hasn't been doing that for a while because we're covering war now. We're not going to worry about our health anymore. And Tulsi Gabbard said she can only come to one conclusion. It's purposely done. Mm-hmm. What they're doing or not doing is on purpose. And I think she shocked Laura just a little bit. She didn't want to hear that because it was really close to the end of the segment then. Mm-hmm. But Laura's known for cutting people off because she's not watching the clock or something. But staying out of the weeds, you know, it's so easy to, and I'm probably most guilty of getting, you know, caught up in what's happening now. But we got to look back at what has been happening, not just in Russia, not in Ukraine, but right here. Mm-hmm. The liberties that are being stolen, the land that's being stolen, and I'm going to let you take it from there because you know more about that than I do. Property rights, period.
Well, we have this happen to us at the Calvary Group every day. We're bombarded with unelected bureaucrats running roughshod on our members and, you know, the state and local lawmakers who are passing laws to whittle away at our Constitution, take away our rights to due process and ownership of private property. I mean, it's happening at every level of government. And I mean, it's hard not to get caught up in the weeds, but the fact of the matter is it's all communism, and we need to start calling it for what it is. I never once hear any media outlet other than you calling out communism face value for what it is. And it always startles people. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
People sort of, you know, look twice at you like, wow, really? Is that what we're experiencing? Yes, this is what we're experiencing. This is what our founders warned us about. This is why we separated from England, where the king owned everything and told us what to do. And, you know, you raise livestock or row crops, that is owned by the king. I mean, that's where we're headed back to again with this 30 by 30 land grab executive order of Biden's. I could go on and on and on and on. Let's call it for what it is. It's communism.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite books that I'm sure you have too, Beth Ann, is The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. I was introduced to this book when I took Sheriff Mack's Constitution class several years ago, about 7 years ago now, and I keep it by my bedside. I read it literally every evening, a page or two, because it's pretty, I won't say it's heady, it's not, it's easy to understand, but it's
intense.
What's happening now. It's the recipe for communism and how they're implementing this, and it helps people decipher the counterfeit that we're being spoon-fed by our willing accomplice media. We are being lied to at every turn. That's why your Common Sense Radio is so critical for people to listen and watch you, because it's the truth. And we are not being told the truth in our media, and haven't for many years. I mean, they are scaring people. They're fooling people. They're pulling American citizens away from patriotism and love of country. They've incited violence. They have created words that cause explosive, you know, everything. You can't say anything now without causing a stir. There is no freedom of speech. They have set us back on our heels by all this reactiveness. And so in The Naked Communist on page 297 and 296 and 297, Mr. Skousen goes through the premises of communism. And number two is interesting because I think it would surprise a lot of your listeners. The second major premise of communism, he says, is human beings are only graduate well, anyway, basically he's saying here that human life is no more sacred than that of a centipede, a caterpillar, or a pig.
And we know that. We know that. The ASPCA actually said that a few years ago. I don't remember the president's name or the guys representing his name. Yep. Your children don't have any more rights than a bug on a rug.
Yep, exactly. And he says here that Russian leaders through the years have said that human beings are only graduate beasts. That's what I was going to say earlier.
Graduate beasts.
Graduate beasts. Don't you love that? The completely reckless disregard for human life is the most striking single characteristic of materialism in action. For many Americans, these things were experienced in the Korean War and have brought a rude awakening. It means a big difference when we are dealing with people who look upon all humanity as merely graduate beasts. This is what we're seeing unfold now. They don't care if we're not energy independent and people are hurting.
Or
they
dying.
They don't care if...
They believe we're overpopulated.
Right. It's all by design. From COVID to this created energy crisis, we were energy independent just 12 months ago. In 1980, I was a senior in high school. And do you know what our debate topic was? I was a nerd on the speech and debate team. And the debate topic that year was... can the United States ever be energy independent? And we debated that back and forth, what it would take to be energy independent. And many moons later, I'm telling your audience how old I am, but I'm telling you, this, we're finally energy independent thanks to Donald J. Trump. And,
apparently that was an evil thing.
Right. He pulled it off. It's pretty great. And now we're
pretty
relying
quick.
On... foreign countries, and guess what else? We will be relying on foreign countries for food, and that's where they want to take this. They don't want us to be independent and self-reliant. This is scary, and what concerns me the most is I see the zombie apocalypse unfolding before my eyes and American citizens giving into this like it's a good thing, and they're being told that it's to save the planet. It's for the greater good, and it's like, wake up. People.
Most people that are interviewed on the street are upset about it. But there was an older couple, and I say older because they look like they're retired, and they weren't in California, so I can't blame California unless there's a cold spot because they had coats on. And they said, if this will help those poor people in Ukraine, I don't mind paying more at the pump, paying a little bit more for my gas. Well, if first of all, it's not a little bit more. And second of all, us paying more for gas here ain't going to help the people in Ukraine.
Right.
It's hurting the people in Ukraine. But nobody understands that. They can't get the bigger picture that they're punishing America because they want us to stop using gas for now. For now. But they're making money off of this climate change. And the people have bought into this hoax. They need to wake up. Because they're going to be the victims. They're going to be the ones.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they won't fight. But you know what? I will. I will, and I think you will. I will stand up and fight.
Absolutely.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're headed into another break. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Vitae Foundation continues their stand for life and women who are caught in unplanned pregnancies. Abby Johnson will be the keynote speaker at Vitae Foundation's 30th annual pro-life events, March 22, 2022 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book Unplanned, as well as the movie based on her book, also titled Unplanned. She tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today. You have two chances to attend, luncheon or dinner. Events on March 22nd. Go to adsforlife.org. Abby Johnson will inspire and encourage you. March 22nd in Jefferson City. Before the event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Mindy said she had something else she wanted to talk about with the naked communists. I do not have that one. I'm going to have to try and get that. I've just got so many books I don't even get time to read or watch that gum news all night. What's that?
I will get it for you. It's on its way to you. Yep.
Okay. You're sweet. Thank you.
So there's four pillars. And the first, of course, is removing God. And the second is, as I mentioned, where humans are equal to animals and bugs. And the third premise is really interesting, and I'm sure this will really strike a note here. The third major premise of communism, it says, is there's no such thing as innate right or wrong. As one of their leaders pointedly declared, to lie, is that wrong? Not for a good cause. To steal, is that wrong? Not if it's for a good cause. That is the communism way. To kill, is that wrong? Not for a good cause. We call that pragmatism under communism. That is where the end justifies the means. How many times have we seen that in the last six or 7 years? What they did to Donald Trump when he was in the White House.
It didn't matter.
Didn't matter. They just would step right over everything that was untrue. You know, the Russian collusion, well, we all know that was a lie, and we're seeing the truth unfold now. But communism is godless. Mm-hmm. They have no morals. They have no ethics. It doesn't exist. We innately have that here in America. We were founded on Judeo-Christian values, and it is one and the same with morals and values and our compass, if you will. So these things are what all these communists that are trying to overtake our country right now. I've seen so many articles recently about the Great Reset and what's really happening and all these things that America is dying and we have got to have a rising up. And I've been out there with the Cavalry Group now speaking about what is going on through the animal rights movement that is eroding our Constitution. It's not about the betterment of animal welfare. That is a lie, a flat-out lie. They pass bills under this false premise of increasing animal welfare while on a page in the legislation that they're getting fast-tracked to through a state legislature or Congress or local ordinance through city council or county commissioners. There's always language that erodes our constitutional rights. And I've been telling audiences, as I've traveled all over the country speaking for the last 12, almost 13 years, about that. And the only way to combat this lie is to study the Constitution and understand our founding principles as Americans. Because you can't fight something if you don't understand what's true. You can't fight a counterfeit anything. You can't identify a counterfeit if you don't know what's real. And real is our founding principles, rooted in the Constitution. I'm sorry.
And that's okay. No, I was interrupting. I apologize. And the other thing is that the American people, so many of them, they don't question what they're being told. And every piece of legislation, every bill that's out there to help you actually steals a little more of your freedom, a mm-hmm. little more of your liberties. And basically, Mindy, you and I both know we don't have a whole lot left.
No.
We've allowed this. Now, I'm going to send you a copy of something called The Great Congressional Deception of the American People from 1777 to now. We complain about the oath they take, but they did a switcheroo on us right after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know it, but this guy has put it in a little booklet that it's just, and I don't have mine yet, but we've been talking every Thursday about that as Anthony and Tiso.
That's
but,
right.
You know, you say here in this email to me, I want to talk about that a little bit. The 2016 was America's last chance. We did what we could. We elected Trump. And at that time, most of us believed America wanted to be great. It didn't. It wanted to watch Netflix and eat candy and play dress-up games.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
thought that was well put. And it's true. But not for everyone. But sometimes I feel like, you know, I give it my all here, but then what do I do when I leave? You know, I'm just beat. I go back and I go to the news and I start all over again for the next day
mm-hmm.
of news.
Yep.
And, but the people are trusting. We need to understand we're already communist here. We're being led by communists. Globalists mm-hmm. are communists, and most of our elected officials, they're not representing us, as everybody well knows. They're representing corporate America, and they are globalists. We have the elected against us. We have the installed. We're going to call those the appointed bureaucrats. We have big corporations that are working against us, world bankers, and the media. They're all anti-American globalists. For greed, not for peace. They don't care about peace so much as they do about their wealth and globalism and having worldwide communism. That's what globalism is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I saw a great thing the other day. I'll see if I can paraphrase, but it was something to the effect that do not thank your government for giving back the rights that were not theirs to take in the first place. And I don't think Americans have confidence in that. I think they're so willing to give up freedom for the collective.
Safety. And, yeah, or for safety. You know?
Right. And for safety. And when I say for the collective, because I've heard younger people say, I have even had people out in public say to me, I was in Trader Joe's, I don't know, about a year ago, and I wasn't wearing a mask because there wasn't a mask mandate where I was, and some lady told me I was selfish. It's like, you have to wear a mask for the greater good. It's like, well, why would I want to do that when they really don't do anything?
The CDC came out and said they don't do anything, and I still see them making people wear masks. I was I was online. I was looking for a new eye doctor, got mad at my eye doctor, and the one place says, we masks required. We wear masks. And I'm thinking, why? Why are you wearing masks? You know, I understand wearing a mask when you're right in my face, but it really doesn't do much good. You know, it's...
But again, this is making us all hop through the weeds. And
absolutely.
While we're all trying to do the right thing and live our lives and all of this, we're being forced to pay attention to the weeds and get in the weeds. And if we rise above all this, it's all the same, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's them, you know, basically, you know, a lot of these major cities are absolutely, it's sickening how poverty has increased in the last year, I mean, by tenfold. Mm-hmm. Putting these people in situations, you know, from foreign countries and putting them in our country and just, you know, having them fend for themselves, and the, you know, jobs are, I don't know. We could go on and on and on. There's a lot of fake news out there, but the reality on the ground is I'm seeing increased homelessness, and I'm seeing farmers and ranchers going out of business. I'm seeing people going through a lot of hardships trying to make ends meet as a family. High fuel prices, people are having to raise prices on goods and services and food. You know, all of these things are hurting Americans. And I don't see anything from this current administration. All they're doing is making it worse. And it looks like it's on purpose. And that is the communist way. They're trying to control us. That's his goal.
That's the only conclusion we can come to. When you go back and you look, okay, we're going to run out of time here again. But going back to this Afghanistan thing, which was the first thing he did when he took office. Well, not first. First was to make sure we didn't have oil and gas. Was help Iran. What did they do under Obama? They helped Iran.
Yep.
And John Kerry went over and talked to Iran when Trump was president.
Yeah.
Not because Trump wanted him to. Okay, hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And when we come back, we'll be in the final segment of today's show with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go back to an old article of Paul Harvey. I've shared this on the air before, Mindy, and I'm going to encourage people. You can go online and search, and you can find it and just download it and print it. And if you want a copy, I'll print it. I used it on a pre-recorded show that I did several years back. Freedom to Chains is the name of his article, and it's by Paul Harvey. And underneath that, and he did it back in 1965, by the way. If America ever gets whacked, it'll be from the inside. And he goes through history here that I won't take the time to go through, obviously. But he makes a comment in here about the American spirit that I wanted to read, and that's what I fear. I have said that since the day one that I was here. What my fear at most is that Americans no longer have that spirit of independence. He didn't call it that, but let me get to it. I highlighted it. There was an old-fashioned philosophy in those days, and he's talking about when we were settling America, that a man was supposed to provide for his own and for his own future. He didn't demand a maximum amount of money for a minimum amount of work, nor did he expect pay for no work at all. Come to think of it, he didn't demand anything. That hard-working pioneer just looked out there at the rolling hills stretching away to the tall green mountains and then lifted his eyes to the blue skies and said, "Thank you, God. Now I can take it from here." That spirit isn't dead in our country, but it's dormant. It's been discredited in so many circles, driven underground, but it isn't dead. And I pray he's correct. Don't you, Mindy?
I do. I think that's a great way to put it. There are many people, and those who are listeners of your show who deeply love America and would do anything to fight for her. But this war, if you will, has many layers, and people are being deceived. And I urge your listeners to hold fast, stand with what is true, and you know, we were divinely founded.
Absolutely.
And I still believe that this country has a very deep purpose. And if freedom dies here, it will die all over the globe.
I think we see that now.
We do.
You know, you and I talked a little bit about the Americans were cheering on Canada for the truckers. Well, Canada's socialistic.
Yep.
Those truckers, and yes, I cheer them on. They wanted freedom. But their country didn't have freedom of protest.
No.
So they were in violation of the laws of Canada.
And that's what, and Trudeau acted like a true socialist. And that's, why were they surprised? You know, Canada's a socialist country. So why were people surprised when Trudeau started to push back? That's what tyrants do. When you push back against the king, if you will, you know, they rule with a heavy hand. And, you know, they were starting to really feel that. And now that whole thing has vanished. It's like on to the next thing.
Yeah. And of course, our truckers were doing their own thing, the people's convoy, and Ukraine got exploded. And so that kind of in the media has been not covered very well. And I give them good credit. There was a bunch of them, Mindy, a bunch of them. And, we have the freedom to protest.
Right.
And what happened January 6th turned into a riot. But like I read, there was a lot of FBI there instigating and promoting that riot. But they're going after everyone who was there. Even if you were just standing on the lawn or standing out in the street. If you were there, they want to get you. Kind of like Trudeau.
Exactly.
They're going to go after their bank accounts. They're going to go after their jobs. They've already lost. A lot of them have already lost their jobs because corporate America, those out there, well, we are an incorporation anyway, but corporate America, like Coca-Cola and all these jobs, all these companies, they're afraid, and they're part of the problem, not the solution. They could be part of the solution if they would stand up for liberty, but they don't.
That's exactly right, and that's why I say don't be surprised when a socialist leader becomes a tyrant, because that's what socialist leaders do.
Well, isn't that what Pelosi's doing with these people from January 6th?
Absolutely. Well, there's still people sitting in prison. They haven't had their
for trespassing.
In court.
It's for trespassing.
I know. It's unbelievable. Well, again, the presumption of innocence has been under attack for quite a while now in this country. You know, the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty. And that isn't, I mean, that's not going on even in our little theater of war protecting animal owners. You know, you're guilty until you prove your innocence, and you've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself that you may or may not have. And that's what we're seeing all over the country. It's really sad. It's awful. People need to rise up and stand for the Constitution, stand for our founding principles, stand for America. We can't afford, the world can't afford to have America waste away.
We can read all these books, and they're good. We've got good authors. We've got good things and articles and stuff like with Paul Harvey. But I suggest you start out with the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
start out with that. And know the history. When they when they came up finally with our Constitution, the organic one, the original one, Ben Franklin didn't say, when Miss Powell came up and said, well, what kind of a government do we have? He didn't say a democracy, if you can stand it. He said a republic, if you can keep it. And
Amen.
I am so sick and tired of people yelling and screaming about, say, the democracy, the temple of democracy. I'm sick of it. I'm just put out with them, including the media, whether it's on Fox or Newsmax. I'm tired of them saying it wrong. Get it right.
Get it right. People can't stand firm if they don't stand with what's true. It's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being spoon-fed and lied to this bunch of gobbledygook that is false. It, building a house on sand. It, that's what we're doing. We cannot continue.
Putting a piece of paper over your face to think you can keep a virus out when it's actually, if you can see the sunlight, open up to your eyes, and the virus can get through too.
Exactly.
We're in a mess. We've got to stop listening to them and start thinking for ourselves. We aren't a stupid people, but we're being led by evil and corrupt people. Yep. And they're not after a republic. They're not after freedom and liberty. They're after taking it away and denying you property rights and ownership and freedom of speech. Go ahead.
And that cabal is not only in Congress. It's in your state legislature, and it's in your city councils. It's in your county commissioners. It's on your school boards. It's on the planning and zoning board. You know, take part. Pay attention. Find out what they're voting on in your backyard. Pay attention, because tyranny is a silent killer, and it is happening across our country.
And although it seems hopeless, I want everyone listening to know it is not hopeless as long as you have the grit to stand up, stand between this evil and your grandchildren or your children and your great-grandchildren. Stand between it. And then, maybe then, if we all do that, we can bring America home. Thank you, Mandy. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.